Doja Cat, Kiss Me More, featuring SZA. Kicked it off with Jagged Edge. Let's get married. It's 959. It's Kai Drive. We're on the streets. We are on the air. Welcome to it. And I always say this. Sometimes people think I'm messing around. I really, really mean it. I work for you. You are my bosses. So I need to declare that Iksasa, I'm not going to be at work. And I want to say this at the beginning of the show so you'll get mad at me. But then I still got another 2 hours and 45 minutes to make it up to you. Then by the time the show ends, you won't be mad at me. I've got an exam to write and I can't get out of it. Well, not that I want to get out of it, but I can't shift it to any other time other than during the show. So yeah, that's the first thing. The second thing is, welcome to it. We've had one hell of a weekend. And I don't mean that in a good way. We've got a voice note here. The first one is in a celebratory mood. The second one is about the nub of the issue. Let's kick them off both.
Segunjalo. Hashtag Kaya Drive. After school is after school, baba. XXL, Fitzu, Happy Monday, Lapi Studio. Yeah. I'm Tala Silindi, Fitzu, Kaya Drive, Fitzu. I have a Fitzu phone, let's go. Shout out. Naming corner, Fitzu. Register marked. Ahoy, present.
Thank you very much for that. It's always finest. And then here we've got this voice note.
Sekunjalo, after school is after school. Yo, kuningi lindile. And like, Sizwe, good afternoon, Bomkhaya. Good afternoon, car drivers on the streets on the air, guys. Can we just talk about unrest happening in Mzansi and the fact that Soweto ziyashuba, guys. I went to Jabulani Mall. Not to loot, but just to see which begins a galani. The police were there, and the police were not doing anything. The police were outnumbered. Mankulumo nilingi po esengambuza. He said the police are outnumbered and abantu. So if whatever they, whenever they try to disperse abantu, it's gonna be chaotic. And abubasa belimpilo zabo. Anyway, lento lenzeka la eMzansi. Is not only it was fueled by what happened to Wab. Now this thing is spilling over to wonkama injustices or the discriminations that we face in Mzansi, being inequality. There's we are landless. There's less opportunities for black people in this country, and the economy is owned by white people. I think lente yenzakalayo is bad, but also good. Because we're trying to change the status quo and we're voicing out izinto instead of our government listening to us. Ramaphosa downplayed it last night and said this was a tribalism thing, you know, which is not true. You know, it's more than this, guys. I want us to understand which it's more than what we think, you know. If you are privileged in this country, you think people are just crazy, but yeah, man. I hope you touch on this, Sizwe. Kai 959 on the streets, on the air. Linda Mkonto here, Protea Clan. So it's all.
Thank you very much for that, Linda Mkonto. I'll reiterate, I work for you. You are my bosses. So sometimes we come here and we've got a show planned and we think we're going to discuss one thing. If we're going to discuss green and by the time we get into a studio, our listeners are telling us, guys, red is what's up, then red is what's up. So, okay, as you know, usually we discuss something else in the first hour, but not in WC, we're a slap his wife. And there's a lot that you raised. There's a lot that needs to be covered. Let me start off by saying, I agree with you wholeheartedly, right? That while this may have started off as perhaps a former Jacob Zuma issue, it is now more than that. You've also got to look at the context and where we are as a people and as a country, right? We are on the back of a 15-month lockdown during a pandemic in a recession. When the economy is bad, traditionally what usually happens is crime goes up. And the reason for that is people don't want to commit crime. They are forced into it.
Yeah.
If you are, let's say, a financially prudent person, they'll advise you to have maybe 6 months savings in your account. If you're even more fortunate than that, then you can have maybe a year's savings in your account. After 15 months, even the people that had three times that, they've also reached the end of the line now. because people have lost jobs. And if you were just living off your savings alone, you'll have nothing at this point. You got to consider it. That's the first thing. The second thing will be, we don't know what is going to happen next. The uncertainty is actually worse than knowing what is coming. So if I say, Kinilehuma, you're going to need to lock down for 20 months straight. You may think, yeah, 20 months is long, but at least I know what I need to prepare for.
Sure.
Lana, we don't know, because every day you wake up and it's a new lockdown and you have no idea when it's going to end. That creates anxiety, but also, more than anything, it makes it impossible to plan for the future. And then you get the situation of political unrest. And there's certain things that are called opportunistic crimes. People may have not meant to loot, but when they get there and there's chaos that ensues, a person looks around and they go, hey man,
this
I'm
is an
hungry.
Opportunity, yeah.
Yes, I can take this food. I'm watching live visuals right now of Jablani Mall. There's all sorts of things that are happening and people are out there taking things from everywhere, from the OK store to the food stores. Nobody can sit here and say we condone that behavior. Of course not. But you can also understand why people are doing it, because abantu balambile.
Sure.
Now, when you bring up the cops and the South African National Defense Force, you also don't want people to die because they are desperate for livelihoods. That's why you see cops not wanting to do anything. I saw a video of a cop. He was literally just chasing the kids away, but he wasn't doing anything. He had a gun on him, but the kids were literally coming out of a clothing store with sneakers, coming out of a window, and he wasn't doing anything because he understood that you can't shoot kids for taking sneakers in a situation like this.
Yeah.
So what they said to you, Linda, when they said we're outnumbered, that is the first thing. Yes, they are outnumbered, but also they are not equipped to deal with this. When you call in the army is not equipped to de-escalate situations. The army is equipped to go to war. And you don't want a situation where you're fighting with the citizens of the country.
Sure.
Having said all of that, though, we must let calm heads prevail and also realize that just because you see it in the news doesn't mean that the country in its entirety is burning. Yes.
Yeah.
You see, disproportionate news cover creates a lot of panic unnecessarily.
That's true.
I've got family in KZN. Yes, some roads are closed, but people, for the most part, are okay out there. It's not as bad as people may be reporting it. So try not to panic. Let's sit down. Obviously, we've got issues in the world, big issues, but there's still hope. Having said that, welcome to the show. You can give us a shout. What are your thoughts? 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp, 063-688-0959.